say the nomination will get that, and then if we've got any objection, we'll get. Can I get any nomination from the MA component for the chairperson? I'm not on the phone.
Thank you, Jay. I nominate the Honourable Cindy Shukungo from the NSA.
Can we get any seconder for the nomination?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Honourable Kola Banat. Can I call on... do we have any objection for the nomination? No objection. Can I call upon on Honourable Chukunga to come and take the seat at the chairperson?
Honourable members, my name is Gershon. I'm Gershon Dixon. I'm with the NCOP component of the Committee on Security, and we'll be going through the same process. So can I call for nominations for Chairperson? Mr. Matira?
I nominate the Honourable Mufuke.
And can I have a second, Mr. Nzimande?
I second the nomination, Chair. Thanks.
Any objections to the nomination? None. Any further nominations? None. Mr. Mufuking, would you take the seat here?
Good morning, members, and thank you for nominating us as chairperson of the mediation committee. Members, we are gathered here in terms of the joint rule 177 and 108 with a view to finding agreement between the NCOP component and the National Assembly component on the two bills that were processed by the two houses, and there were some amendments made and some disagreement as a result of the amendment. We are therefore here to find a solution in a manner that is, we hope, amicable. It is, in our view, is the Chair, that this mediation committee will leave this room having agreed on what should be in the two bills. It's not many things, it's a few things, but of course, we believe that we've got to agree on them. We will co-chair the session. We will present to you, and we have got our legal advisors here. They will take us through the NA session, I mean, view of the two bills, or version of the two bills. And then, of course, we will also be taken through the NCOP version of the two bills. We will therefore focus on those amendments that were made, and where we agree, we'll agree, where we disagree, we'll disagree. Just want to mention here that whatever that we agree upon in this house will be taken as the final version. So this process allows us to come up with whatever that we think it is correct, and that which we will agree upon in this meeting will therefore be taken as the final version of the bill that will be taken to the House, to the two Houses. I will allow my co-chair to probably say something before we therefore we request the state law advisors to parliament advisors, legal advisors to take us through the two versions so that we can then agree or disagree. But I think we'll agree this time around. Over to you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Morning, honorable members. I don't think there's anything much to say. Except that the chair has already outlined the purpose of the meeting, and without any waste of time, I'll hand over to the legal advisor to proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, it was suggested that there's the we're talking about the independent police investigation director's board. It was suggested that there be amendment to clause 7 of that bill, and that the words the first bill that they agreed to clauses 1, 21 and 29 of the bill, but they are rejecting clauses, the following clauses, NCLP amendment to clause 7 on page 6. To omit 4 months and to substitute 1 month. Page 12 in line 29 to omit in brackets H and to substitute in brackets S. Thank you, Chairperson. Those were the amendments proposed and agreed to by the Select Committee to the Independent Police Investigative Director Board. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I want to believe that the disagreement is on clause 7, which I think we have got to focus on, because the NA component agreed with the clause 1-1 to the clause 21-1, clause 29-1-2. Mm. So the disagreement is on clause 7, page 6, line 12, where the NA said 4 months and the NCOP component said 1 month. I think that is where the matter is. Can we therefore look into that? Can we hear what members have to say in that regard, Honourable Member?
Chair, from the NCOP, we had some discussions, particularly from the NC component, and we agreed that with the changes that should be effected. Thank you, Chair.
Question, I think in the light of that, it's not really necessary to discuss it further, because if I understand you correctly, you're saying you accepted it be the 4 months, and I think that's PFMA prescribed in any case, so we can stick with that.
Can I remind members that the NA proposed that we remove that clause?
Mm-hmm.
Because whether we discovered that whether you say 1 month or 4 months,
mm-hmm.
you'll still not be able to implement this, because the financial statements have to go to the Auditor General within this time frame, and then to whoever within that time frame. So whether it is 1 month or 4 months, it becomes cumbersome.
Yeah.
And we said that will therefore be covered by the C, which says the financial affairs of the Directorate comply with the Public Finance Management Act. And we said that covers us. And therefore we remove that B. What therefore means is that you are now going to have 7-1-A, B, and C. So that the C becomes B and the D becomes C. That will be the church. Is that our Honourable Member?
If that is our understanding with the members of the NCOP, therefore we don't need to debate it. If that is the understanding, if it's not the understanding that they changed it, because I had the first speaker saying that we agree with that. If they, after this explanation, agree with what we said in the NA, therefore there is no need to debate it.
Honourable Chair, as the NCOP will agree with the proposal of the 8-8 discussion.
Thank you very much, and therefore we are deleting this section, and therefore we're going to have section 7-1-A, B, C. We now go to delete the current C. And in that regard, we therefore have agreed on this one. Can we therefore report to the Mediation Committee on the Independent Police Investigative Directorate Bill B15B and B15D 2010, National Assembly Section 76, dated 09 March 2011. The Mediation Committee, having considered the Independent Police Investigative Directorate Bill B15B, B15D 2010, National Assembly Section 76, as well as papers referred to it, reports that it has agreed to a new version of the bill B15F 2011. Are we in agreement to that? Thank you very much. That is our report. And that will actually mean that we're now going to have 7-1 A, B, C, and we are going to delete the date which we're disagreeing with. Thank you very much. Take your advice. Thank you, Chairperson. I once again refer to the document that is named B16C, also at the bottom of the bill, it's number B16C, the Select Committee Amendments to Civilian Security for Police Services Bill. I will read out the amendments proposed and agreed to by the Select Committee on page 2 of that document. Clause 12, 1, on page 8, after line 54, to insert the following subsection. That subsection 2, the provisions of section 7, brackets 1, 3, and 4 apply with the necessary changes to the designation or filling of a vacancy in terms of subsection 1. Item number 2, on page 9, in line 2, to omit 1 year and substitute 6 months. Clause 18, item 1, on page 10, in line 15, to omit the word in and to substitute the word after. On clause 21, on page 11, after line 2, to insert the following subsection. The provisions of section 18.1, 3 and 4 apply with the necessary changes to the designation of filling of a vacancy in terms of subsection 1. Item number 2, on page 11, in line 4, to omit 6 and to substitute 3. Clause 26, item number 1, on page 12, in line 16, after Secretariat, to insert in accordance with section 100 of the Constitution. Item number 2, on page 12, from line 23 up until including line 31, to omit subsections 2 to 5. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mima. And I think you'll take half for members to
The state ordinance has given the amendments suggested by the NA. What is the opinion of the NCOP members? Honorable Matera.
Chair, it's the same. We agree with the way the NA has discussed this matter, particular matter, because we were consulted and that is the situation.
Honorable Belafonte.
No, I do agree.
Thank you very much. Honorable members,
maybe I just want to therefore read to the mediation committee what we are agreeing on. We are agreeing that clause 12, page 8 after line 54, which says inserted the following, the provision of section 7, 1, 3, and 4 apply with the necessary changes to the designation or filling of a vacancy in terms of subsection 1. We are saying that we read as the provisions of section 7, 1, 3, and A, and 4 apply, so that we're going to delete with the necessary changes. And on page 9, in line 2, we are agreeing that we are going to say 1 year instead of 6 months. We are agreeing with 1 year, so that clause will now read as, in the case of a vacancy, the minister must fill the vacancy within a reasonable period of time, which period must not exceed 1 year. In the next one, which is clause 21, page 11, well, I'm sorry, page, I mean, clause 18, page 10, we are agreeing that instead of, on page 10, line 15, we are agreeing that the MEC must, in consultation, not after consultation, must in consultation with the minister and subject to the laws governing the public service, appoint the head of a provincial secretariat in the province. We are further agreeing on clause 21, that will read as the provisions of section 18, 1, 3, and 4 apply. We delete with the necessary changes. On page 11, we are now saying on line 4, we are saying we are going to omit 6, and in fact we are going to omit 3 and substitute that with 6, so that now will read as the provisions of section 4. In the case of a vacancy, the MEC must fill the vacancy within a reasonable period of time, which period must not exceed 6 months. This is what we are agreeing upon now. And then, of course, we have agreed with the NCOP on clause 26. I think I wanted to explain so that we capture our agreement. I don't know whether there's anything that the student or our would want to say, whether there is anything that we need to check.
Thank you, Chairperson. That is correct.
Honourable members, in that case, the mediation committee, having considered the civilian secretariat for police service bill, as well as people referred to it, propose that it is agreed to a new version of the bill 16-2010. Thank you very much.
And members, that takes us to the end of this important meeting. Thank you very much, and this meeting is adjourned.
Economic